Hello and welcome to another segment of Open House here at Community Media. I am Raymond Galker, your host, and this is the show where we bring awesome and amazing individuals from our community into our studio and talk about the wonderful things that they're doing here in Adams and York County. And we have Susan Cole with us today. And she is with the Holiday Family Outreach. And this is a fantastic organization. Imagine being able to give a gift on Christmas. That's always a fun, rewarding thing to be able to receive them, but really also to be able to give it. And your organization brings joy to over 800 families.
That's right.
Over 1,400 kids on Christmas Day. And it's not only the kids, it's also the elderly and some disabled.
Correct.
Can you, Susan, tell me about that?
It's quite remarkable. It started about 70 years ago in Adams County and has grown to support families and seniors and people with disabilities, where throughout the year we raise money to provide these services for people. It includes toys for children. It includes a set of hats and gloves for each child, a bag of rice apples, which Rice donates very kindly to us. Kenny's works with us for the last, I don't know how many years, to work with us to provide these gift certificates, and they do this with pleasure. The families show up at the event and gather the toys as if they're shopping for their children, and they get lots of choices from fun little dolls, gifts, and it goes from the ages of 0 to 12. So it is a wonderful event, and having started by volunteering myself years ago with my children, you know, it just is moving to see all the people volunteering and have raised the money to create this to support Adams County.
And your biggest need is?
Is monetary donations.
Okay. And you would take volunteers also?
100%, always. Okay. And Spanish speaking. We very much have a lot of Spanish-speaking families. If anyone wants to volunteer, you can reach out to hfo.org. And we are always looking for volunteers.
And if they want to reach out to give you money, like you said, or volunteer,
you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on our website, HFO, HollyFamilyOutreach.org.
HFO.
Holly Family Outreach, HFO. Okay. Yes. Okay. Or on Facebook. You can find us there and then reach through our Facebook page. Absolutely.
I want to make sure that you understand how to get a hold of this amazing organization and this wonderful team. If you're looking at bringing joy over the holidays and do it in a way that it's multiplied. I mean, you could take your efforts, and instead of helping a few, you could help many. And it's not only the children, it's also the disabled, like you said, and it's also the elderly.
Correct.
Now, how does someone, other than volunteering and getting on your website, HFO,
correct,
Holiday Family Outreach, how does the people who receive, how are they connected with this event, the people who are in need?
They are actually, we reach out to people late September, beginning of October, through all of the Adams County school districts, through Vita Charter School, SCAP. We work with the Office of the Aging, and there's a number of other ones, probably 15 plus organizations. And when we reach out to them, we provide a form basically for them to share with the families to apply. Once they provide us the referral, they are in. Towards the event itself, which is always the second Saturday of December, we very often have people who are new to the area, haven't heard of it, and try to reach out after the fact. And again, that's where more monetary donations are helpful, so we can provide more. But through all of those services, they put we create an invitation and send it to all of the families a couple weeks ahead of time, which actually should be going out in this coming week or so, to invite them.
Could an individual refer someone, or is it pretty much
goes through agencies?
The way that
yes,
you do it?
Okay. So that they also, for that purpose, that a lot of people we invited, The Adams County Food Council, don't quote me on, Food Policy Council a couple of years ago to our event, and we're trying to get people who need our help, also who might need other services. So by putting their names through a referral agency, you're also helping them in another way. So a lot of those people didn't know about the Food Council, Food Policy Council, and signed up to get other benefits, like Kenny's provides free food or discounts and all sorts of things. So you're trying to help them, not just through us, but other avenues.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, your team has taken an opportunity and have looked beyond what you actually do so you could help the individual continuously. Mm-hmm. So in a way, you are being like a gatekeeper. That's awesome. And that's one nice thing about Adams County and the nonprofits is how they work together, mm-hmm. you know, how they work together. So this is an amazing event. It happens at St. James.
Correct.
And this year it's December the 14th.
Correct.
And tell me about your volunteers that's going to be there that day. I bet they're excited.
They are very excited. There are people that will actually reach out to us ahead of time and say, I didn't get your email yet. You know, I count on this every year. Children, we have kids, I think starting at the age of 14 can volunteer. So a certain age over the age group of the people that we provide toys for, which is 0 to 12. But they are approached about this time to put it on their schedule. There are people, volunteer organizations like Boy Scouts in the past have volunteered, a lot of service groups, a lot of kids through the high schools that need service hours. Families every year volunteer forever. There are some people who've done this 30 years. I know my children I raised doing this, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't miss it because mm-hmm. it's very moving to help. And I think it reinforces how blessed you are seeing that you're helping all those people. So that in itself is actually a beautiful thing.
And from talking to you, you said that what's really moving is seeing the people who received and was helped.
100%.
Now being one of the volunteers.
Yes, and I can say that one of our board members speaks very highly of the fact that years ago needed help, and at that time used the Holly Family Outreach Services, and has now been a part of the board and a big driving force for us. And it's just amazing to see how that turns around. Yes.
And these are people who are in need, and it could be just a bump in the road that they're having.
100%. Mm-hmm. 100%.
So your efforts is making a difficult time of the year just full of joy for the people's families who, you know, are real dear to each other, but have to overcome this little struggle.
Sure.
Cool. So it's going to be December the 14th. You're going to have over 40 volunteers.
Oh, there could be 50, 60. I don't know. There's a lot of people that volunteer, yes.
And if someone does want to become part of this team, again,
they can reach out through Holly Family Outreach if you want to be part of volunteering. Or if you are in need and aren't already on our referral list, you can reach out through our Facebook page, Holly Family Outreach, or go to the website, hollyfamilyoutreach.org. If you have any problems finding it, go to the Facebook page, send us a message through Facebook, and we can get your name and information for volunteering or for referral. Yes, absolutely.
So that's going to be a busy day.
It is a very busy day.
So at what point do you start taking things to St. James? At what point does St. James start looking like Santa's
Village? Right now it's starting to look like Santa's Village, yes.
Okay.
We have one room that toys out the gazoo.
Okay.
They're piling up, and it's a lot of fun. We usually get a truck load that week and then start dispersing it. But it's already happening.
Are these like new toys?
Brand new.
All new toys?
All brand new toys.
Okay. So if someone wanted to donate, they could donate toys?
Absolutely.
And where would they do that at?
Well, you can drop them off at Christ Lutheran. We'll accept the toys. They can reach out to us through Facebook. Because we don't have a brick and mortar location,
mm-hmm.
that's a little trickier, but we can certainly pick it up or arrange a time to do it. But if somebody wants to donate Toys, absolutely. We're always welcoming something, and even if it's something small that they can then put into a stocking, where we welcome anything.
So here we are at St. James. It's packed. Toys all over the place, but they're organized.
Yes.
And you will send out invitations to those in need who's participating that year, and they'll start coming in different time intervals.
Yes.
You'll start at?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. you'll have your first group of adults coming in to the facilities, because this has to be a surprise to the kids, right?
Absolutely.
All right.
So we encourage, we used to have daycare, but it got to be a little too much to have that going on, and then COVID hit. So we don't do that anymore. But we encourage it to be a surprise for the children, if possible.
Do they bring their own bags in?
We supply bags.
So they come in, you give them bags, and then they start
making a loop as if they're shopping different age groups.
Okay.
Yep.
And they will receive toys.
Yes.
Hats and gloves.
Correct, for each child.
And you provide a food certificate from Kenny's.
Correct.
And they get apples from Rice.
Right, which Rice food, we very much appreciate your donations every year.
Okay, so you will have about 1,400 people go through that.
Yes.
And you'll start at 8 and you'll end at?
Well, probably about 800 invited. 1,400 children served.
Children, okay. 800
families-ish invited, correct.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Okay, that's a lot. That is an awful lot.
So be patient if you live around the area of St. James on that day, because parking is a little crazy.
Yeah.
That's why we try to stagger them.
Yeah, but you know, you have all kinds of joy going on there, because these 800 families are going to have an experience that you could be making possible, either by volunteering or supplying funds for this event. And this event has been going on. The Holiday Family Outreach has been going on for 70 years. It started at Lutheran Seminary.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, it turned over to a community nonprofit group.
Correct.
And that's when they gave it the name, or the name was always?
That's a good question. It started with Holiday Family Bureau and the Seminarian Wives. And I think some of their toys were new, some of them were used and cleaned up. And then somewhere in there, it's shady for me exactly when it transferred to that, but we are a nonprofit, legal 501c3. Yes.
Okay. And you've been the chair for 4 years, but this year you're now a co-chair.
Co-chair, yeah.
So they finally gave you help.
The prior chair, I turned over for her and became the chair.
Okay.
And now she and I are both working together, which is a beautiful thing.
So this isn't Christmas musical chairs. This is
exactly.
This is like you get a chair. You have that chair.
Yes.
For many, many years, and you have a team that meets throughout the year.
Correct.
In order, because this isn't something that you could just throw together.
Oh my heavens, no.
No.
Many moving parts to make this happen. Including a lot of shopping.
Yeah. I can just imagine what those families, those parents, the joy, the gratitude that they have for you and your team. Thank you so much for doing this for our community.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure every year. And if anyone needs help, please reach out to Holiday Family Outreach on Facebook. The easiest way to reach out to us. Nobody can just show up at the event because we do plan ahead, but we'd love to help anyone. If you do need help, reach out, or reach out through your school district or anywhere else that maybe would be a referral place, like SCAP.
SCAP is a great organization.
Absolutely.
And that's very kind of you, Susan Cole. This is an invitation only. You have to be referred. But what you're saying is, if you need help,
absolutely,
just let you guys know and you'll find a way
or connect you to the right people to get help for the holidays.
And that's the nice thing about your organization. That's grown to the point where you are looking at this not only as a one-time event, but as a way to connect with those people in need in our community and direct them to some place where they can continually be served.
Right.
And, helped, to find their full potential.
Correct.
Our community's better because of the Holiday Family Outreach and Susan Cole's team.
A dream team.
The dream team. Okay, so again, if you want to be a part of this awesome opportunity, the opportunity to help hundreds of kids here in Adams County this Christmas, next Christmas, and I bet for 70 more years, please contact the Holiday Family Outreach HFO website, and they also have a Facebook, and start communicating. Start finding out what's going on. I'm sure you guys are constantly putting information on there.
Absolutely.
Very active.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking the time to come in here and share all the wonderful things you guys are doing.
Thank you very much for your time, Ruben.
And thanks for watching this segment of Open House here at Community Media. We had Susan Cole, the co-chair. Who's the other chair?
Ruth Topper.
Ruth.
We love you.
We love you. And yes, I hope you feel better. You know, right now there is a flu going around, and I guess get on the website, HFO, go to the Facebook page, get involved. Great way to help a lot of people during one of the most joyful days of the year. You could add to that excitement. You could bless a lot of people. Thanks for watching this segment of Open House here with Raymond Galker and Susan Cole. Have a nice Christmas. And
hopefully... Happy holidays, everyone.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye.